Hello, hello. Thanks for listening to Guidance Counselor 2.0. Listen, I want to give you a quick rundown of what this podcast is and what you're about to get into as you listen to these episodes. We had guidance counselors in middle school. We had guidance counselors in high school, but we didn't really have guidance counselors in college. And now as professionals, we don't really have anybody to turn to ask a quick question, to learn something about the job search or to navigate your career. And so that is what I want this podcast to be for you. I want it to be a tool for you to navigate the job search and your career. So that being said, I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you need to reach me, Taylor@vaco.com is how to get in touch with me. Old fashioned email, social media at TDESSEYN. And finally, please rate and review this in the App Store because I want this to be discoverable for others so they can navigate their careers. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Alex, let's give the people what they want. Who are you? What do you do? And we'll go from there.
So my name is Alex. I'm the founder of Impacts Marketing. We help people and companies turn their video content into a 24/7 sales rep or recruiter for their business.
Exactly. That was very well said. I think you practiced that in the mirror a few times. And then also again, Alex. So Alex, how many years did you spend in the staffing world?
I was 6 years. So I spent 6 years as mostly as an account manager doing sales, okay, building territories up and engineering, commercial and clinical research, and then spent 1 year actually in the recruiting chair.
Awesome. So again, Alex and I have lived the same industry and the same journey. So we have our battle scars. All right, Alex, why video, man? Like, you know, why content? What is content? I mean, let's just break it down for people on why they should really start taking this stuff seriously.
Well, whether you're a company or you're an individual, I mean, at the end of the day, the more trust and credibility you build with an audience that you want to attract, the more opportunities that are going to flow to you. So, I mean, it's the same way. If you guys all know you're good at what you do, whether you're a recruiter, a hiring manager, a business owner, it doesn't matter. You're probably really good at what you do. The question is, more people, like, do enough people know about you and know what you're about, right? So if you were to get on a stage and talk to 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 people that you want to reach and impact and potentially do work with, if you had the power to do that every single week, there's no doubt about it, opportunities would be flowing into you like crazy. And that's what content does. It allows you to reach tens of hundreds of thousands of people every week, every month, every year. And in a lot of ways, I won't say it's free, but because you got to put in time, effort, and in some cases you're editing videos and that kind of stuff. But sure. There's platforms that are free platforms, LinkedIn, TikTok, right, and others that allow you to get your voice out there and create these opportunities every single day.
So when it comes to, you know, people are like, all right, this sounds great. This sounds great. What has it done for you? So I want to go to the origin story of Alex. Talk about recruiting. You're in the staffing world, you know, kind of what we talked off air about a little bit. Cause I think people, you know, they hear us pontificate all the time, content, post, but like, well, what has it done for you?
Video content and building my personal brand has changed my entire life. And that's not an understatement. That's not like a rah, rah statement. It's just right, the truth. And I'll give you why. I was working at a staffing company for 6 years. I always wanted to kind of go out my own, do my own thing. I had the entrepreneurial spirit. And I started, because I knew sales well, I thought I was going to go out and start a sales consulting company. I was well-trained. I had proven myself. And I was like, I'm going to go help other companies sell better. I started putting out video content on LinkedIn. This is 2019. And within a couple months, my whole mindset shifted. This is before COVID, keep in mind, okay? Yeah. So I start putting out video content on LinkedIn. And I'm talking about things in my industry, things I'm trying to attract clients to me. And I just start noticing a couple things. One, prospects and the people that I was trying to reach, they were now coming to me because they would send me messages like, Alex, I just saw your video on XYZ. Great stuff. Hey, we're looking for somebody to help us with this. Can you help us? Hey, I'd love to book a time with you. I mean, it happens every single day. But when it started happening before, I was always the cold caller. I was always in my staffing company. I was the cold caller, the emailer. Okay. Knocking on doors, you know, I'd show up to business. Like I would do whatever I had.
Business cards, right? Alex is just like,
yeah, networking events, right? Yeah. And there's still a place for that. But 100%. When you talk about going from the hunter to the hunted, everything changes. And so that's what started happening for me as I put myself out there on video and I was doing some text posts too. And so then I decided to take that and run with it. And I built my whole business around content, video, social selling, LinkedIn. And so it allowed me to quit my six-figure job and go to this and literally build my dream life out, build a company I wanted to. And I'm not saying it was easy. It was challenging and I've had ups and downs, but it allowed me to do the thing that I love to do and allowed me to create the freedom that I wanted. And so that's number one. And I would say number two, and this is equally as important, video content allowed me to kind of unleash my natural creativity, find my voice. I learned more about myself. I dealt with a lot of the insecurities that I had with how I sounded or looked or what I thought or my values or my past or my child, whatever it was. A lot of times putting out content and sharing stories and your perspectives and unleashing that creativity, you learn a ton about yourself. So be prepared if you're going on a journey to see amazing business results and career results, but also be prepared for an amazing personal journey growth, because that's really what it is too.
Yeah, I love that. You really find out about what you believe in, which I want to get a little bit tactical here, right? I think a lot of times, a lot of these conversations, people are like, content. And I was like, that's great. What is it? How do I start? How would you tell people? So the hiring managers, job seekers here, how would you tell people like to start? Like, where do they go? Just give some one-on-one tips.
This is the easiest video strategy in the entire world. Okay. First of all, you got to figure out what platform you should be on. Okay. And I would look at like, where are your target audience? Where are the target people you want to reach? So if it's candidates, where are they, right? Probably, let's just say for the sake of this, they're on LinkedIn, okay? Your clients and your candidates, for the most part, in 98% of your cases,
Twitter
are going to be on LinkedIn, maybe Twitter, maybe TikTok, right?
The community is great on Twitter.
Let's just pick LinkedIn for an example.
Right.
The core posts on LinkedIn are text and video, but let's just stick with video. The easiest video strategy in the history of the world is to do what I'm doing right now. It's to, when you're on a Zoom call, here's what I have right now. Tactical. Let's get super tactical here. I've got a webcam right here. I've got my phone recording on selfie mode right here. And I'm just going to have a conversation. And so hiring managers, candidates, employees, everyone's doing this throughout the day. Y'all are having conversations with either your colleagues, your managers, your team. You're going on interviews, whatever you're doing. All I'm asking to do is have your phone, your smartphone. That's all you need. I've got natural light coming in through windows.
You have great natural light, by the way.
Thank you. I've got big windows right here. I don't have any fancy gear. This is super simple stuff, guys. Webcam and a smartphone. I pressed record when we started talking, and now I'm recording all of this. So when we're done after 30, 35, 40 minutes, whatever it ends up being, I hit stop, and now I've got video content. Now from there, I can chop it up and edit myself. I can send to editing, whatever I choose to do. But that's a very easy starting point, because I'm not asking somebody to go on and create something. I'm asking somebody just to document your day. Just give us an insight as to what's happening, and you're going to find those little gold nuggets throughout those videos, and that's going to be great content to post. So it's a great way to start. I don't recommend doing that 100% of the time, because I do think if you can get into creating content for a specific platform, for a specific audience, it's really powerful stuff. But this allows you to scale. This allows you to take basically zero time in your day and still have a ton of almost unlimited video content.
Yep, absolutely. I also think too, talk about, what pillars are, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm kind of big on kind of setting some core things that you want to talk about.
Yes, yes. Great point. So when you're putting out content, a big mistake that people make in the beginning is they want to talk about everything. They want to share, I just took a trip. I just did this. I just got a new car. I just got a new job. And so you really got to focus in on who you want to impact and what your business or objectives are from posting content, right? And of course, there's a lot of byproducts, like you'll go through the personal growth, you'll make a ton of, you'll build relationships, friends. But what are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to position yourself as a badass candidate because you want to enhance your career and land job opportunities? Are you a hiring manager that wants to project yourself as, we're a great place to work and our people thrive here and we've got a great culture? Are you a business owner and you're trying to attract more clients to you? Whatever it is, you got to hone in on that audience. And I'd spend some time developing your brand message. How do the audience you want to reach, how do they talk? What do they say? What language do they use? What do they care about?
Yep.
And then focus those 1 to 2 to 3 content pillars on things that they care about that you're also excited about. And if you do that, you're going to hit home runs.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to Pia. She just got a job offer. So Pia, congratulations.
Let's go, Pia.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, both Alex and I, obviously from the staffing background, we can always celebrate wins for sure. Chelsea, it's great to see you. Hamad, Nathan. Nathan's a fellow recruiter. Stab wounds all day in our industry. Max, it's great to see you. Mel, it's awesome to see you too. And John as well. So Alex, I want to dive into, you know, so you have companies. So let's talk at companies for a second, right? They're like, All right, content, right? Well, we're running, we're doing ad spend, like we're doing ad dollars, like, we're doing pre-roll YouTube ads, and, we're like doing radio shows, and like, we're doing, we're doing ambassador, programs. Like, we're already doing all this. We're already spending a lot of money. We really got to spend money now on content too.
Well, you don't have to, but if you want to build your brand in an organic way, yes, you have to do some type of content, right? So the paid ads are great because you can target people, very specific people. You pay in a dollar, you're hoping to get X out, right? It's very targeted. It's very trackable. But the whole building your brand stuff, it's interesting. It's like when people, people would go to networking events, no problem. People would drive around their territory. People would call people out of the phone book, no problem, or out of a a call list or whatever it
might
be.
Can you imagine doing this job, the recruiting job, with a phone book? Like,
that's what they did in the 80s and 90s, right? Yeah. I mean, I heard the stories, or you probably have too, right? So think about going to a networking event. Like, are you ever going to be like, well, what's the value of going to a network event? Why would I go there? You're understanding that you're showing up there to build relationships, to talk, to network, to win deals, to hire candidates, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, again, you don't have to do it, but it's happening all around you. Yeah. And individuals are starting to build their personal brands more and more every day. And now companies are starting to get on board too, especially the larger ones. Sure. And so it's just happening. It's like the internet. It's like, well, we don't want to get on the internet in the 90s. It's like, okay, well, you don't have to, but in 5 years, when you're the only company that doesn't have an internet, an online presence, you're in trouble. So you need to figure this social media thing out, because it's not going away. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, if you don't want to take advantage of it, then don't. If you don't want to do it, and you're saying, I don't want to spend any money, then don't. But watch what happens over the next 5 years to the companies that, and the people that actually do.
I have so many good thoughts and questions that I want to chop up with you. First thing, I stitched one of your videos last Friday about how employers should, I think, increase individuals' brands, right? So, I'm kind of interested in your thoughts on this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
company content, employee branded content, both, either one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, on LinkedIn, like, let's talk about LinkedIn, or whether it's TikTok, it really doesn't matter. But what I see, like, yes, individuals should be, this is a personal brand, so you can't infuse, like, you can't, a company can't tell an employee, like, go post our article or our blog or share the company post. No one cares. Like, that's not going to do well. That's not, it's called a personal brand for a reason, because it's personal to you. What I suggest,
LinkedIn throttles links.
Oh, well,
at least
there's research that goes back and forth. I would say that it's mostly the audience that actually downgrades it, because no one wants to click on a link and then load for a few seconds and then figure out how to decipher. So I think it's more of the audience that downgrades it than it is the algorithm. But that being said, it's just not great. It's not contextual platform or content that works on that platform. So, I mean, you have to, as a company, the best thing you can do is say, what's our company brand? Let's make sure our employees understand that, our values, what we stand for. Like, what are we trying to accomplish at a company level? And then how do we get our kind of soldiers, our kind of our leaders in the companies, whether it's a management level, employee, it doesn't matter. How do we get them to get out there and tell their stories, share their perspectives? What's happening? I was just on an interview and somebody said something and it made me think about this, and I got to share it with you guys. Or here are three things I just learned from the interview I had where someone knocked it out of the park and just landed a job. Somebody just commented right earlier in the comments, I just landed a job offer. How'd she do that? What did she do to win that job? Right. That's shareable content. And it all funnels back to the company, right? It's all going to go back. Like, if I worked at Aerotech still and I was creating content and someone came to me and said, Alex, we want to hire somebody. Well, Aerotech's getting that business, right? So, I mean, it's like, it's all good. It's coming back to the company anyways, but you'll hurt your efforts if you try to like create this rigid system or process around the individual employees. You have to let them go, but you have to have kind of boundaries and brand perimeters in there too.
Sure. Yeah. And I think, let me ask you this. Do you think companies that try to scale right now, do you think, Because I think there's this push. We need to hire more people. We need to hire more people. We need to hire more people. I would argue that you should just put out more content.
Well, I mean, it depends what you need to hire for.
Right.
Like,
to grow a business, right? Because I think there comes to a point where you become stagnant. Let's just use staffing, because that's just the industry we know, right? You get to a certain point in a certain area, like Nashville. Nashville's not as big as Chicago. you kind of get tapped out with clients because you're calling on the same people probably.
Yeah.
And in my perspective, it's like the only way to continue to reach more is to you got to put yourself out there. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a smart move to multiply yourself like by 50, you know? So like, and here's a great example. I'm on this live session right now, right? We're talking here. We're having a great conversation. I can take that. This one clip and let's just say it's 30 minutes long and I can chop it up into 1 minute videos, 30 second videos, minute and a half videos, 5 minute videos, whatever I want. I can make 5 to 10 of these that are going to get seen by probably 100,000 plus people. Yep. So now I've taken 30 minutes of my time and yep. it got seen by one person on the live. And then, you know, however many people are on the live, like maybe there's 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, whatever it is. It went from 100 or less to 100,000.
Correct.
So your content allows you to scale yourself
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to get to.
Yeah. You're scaling yourself, right? So you're building your personal brand. You're taking one small audience where like people are like, I'm going to a networking event, but then I won't invest time in my content. And I'm like, so you'd go to a networking event in person and you'd shake hands with 50 to 100 people hoping that something happens, but you won't record something that you're doing throughout the day, chop that up into 5 to 10 clips, and then have that get seen by thousands of people for the next few months. Like, where's the logic in that?
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more that we know of, but there's not a lot of people in the staffing world doing it.
No, I mean, not at scale. Like if you look at 100% of the population, I mean, maybe 1% is really doing it well.
Sure.
But what I would say though with that, and as you know, that's going to change, right? Like then it'll be 2%, then it'll be 5%, then it'll be 10%. Then we'll get to a point in a few years where it's like, you guys aren't putting out content. Like if I'm a candidate and I'm interviewing for a sales rep or a recruiter job, and I go to interview for a company and they're like, we don't really do any LinkedIn or content or anything. We don't have any video editors. We don't have anything set up for you. They're going to be like, what the hell would I work here for then? What am I going to cold call all day? Like they're going to expect that you got training for social media, that you've got people in place to help with the content production like you guys do, right? This is going to be all normal stuff. We're going to listen to this back 3 or 5 years and be like, that's exactly what happened, right? Yeah. Because it seems crazy sometimes now. No, it's not. Companies are going to hire content creators, content managers, content producers, video editors, content writers. These are all going to be common skill sets that companies hire for. There's going to be staffing companies that literally are staffing companies for content. That's all they're going to do. Yeah. They're going to hire for video editors, for content creators, right? This is all coming. Like the creator economy is here. It's only going to get bigger. It's just some are choosing to adopt it now and be a pioneer and really take advantage of it while it's great and free in terms of the reach. And then some are going to wait until everything's saturated.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I want to give a practical example. So I was hired by our Cincinnati office to basically create content for them. And one of the things that has happened, so it's been about 5 months with them, 4.5 months now. And they've already made 3 internal key hires because of content.
Boom.
Our Cincinnati has a solutions delivery practice. The probably our biggest success story so far in 5 months. I mean, 5 months is like very short. Like I even told them it's a year investment and we're already seeing
results
in 5 months. This individual did not think that our Cincinnati office did true consulting. And this individual started seeing these videos being put out by our team to where they're like, yeah, like we've delivered on this. Like our Cincinnati office, our delivery team created a mobile app for a local hospital chain that 75% of the patients are using it.
Wow.
And no one knew about it until we started to put out content. Guess what? That individual now has joined Vaco.
Right. Exactly. I mean, there's so many case studies. Like, I mean, you go anybody that's really doing it and has done it for, like you said, at least a few months, if not a year or more. If you're not going to do that, if you're not going to commit for that long, then I won't even do it. But yeah, anyone that's done it and been consistent has gotten results. It's just a fact, right?
Yeah.
And so somebody who was at Chelsea in the comments she said she didn't really think about from a candidate perspective,
which is what I'm big on.
And here's what I would say to that, guys. Like if I was an engineer, if I was a sales rep, if I was a recruiter, if I was a scientist, whatever it is, I would put out content every single week at minimum on LinkedIn, but probably on TikTok too. And I would just document what I'm doing throughout my day and what I'm learning. I would just be like, if I'm a scientist, I'd be like, you know, we just try this experiment. Like, here's why water frosts when you bring it outside. You know, like I would just document the things that people are like, oh, shit, I never thought about that. That's really cool though. You know,
yeah.
People would find it interesting, but you know what I'm going to do is hiring managers and companies are going to see my stuff. And they're like, who's this celebrity scientist that like does all this cool stuff? And if they're looking for roles, they're going to reach out to me because I'm top of mind. Do you know how much more valuable and how much leverage that candidate has versus the candidate that came to them and said, please accept my application, right? That person is way less that, even if they're better at their job, that scientist or that recruiter or that sales rep that's putting out content geared towards what they do and is really leveraging their personal brand and scaling it, they're way farther ahead. Just like I'm farther ahead because I put out content and companies reach out to me and say, can you help us build our brand, create video content, win clients, do all that stuff on social media? I'm way farther ahead than someone that cold emails a company and goes, can we help with your social media? And they're like, I don't know who you are. I don't trust you. I don't like you. I don't know you. Me, they already know that stuff. They've been watching my videos. Maybe they saw one video, maybe they saw 20, but by the time they came to me, they already knew who I was and they trusted me. So I would be all over it from a candidate perspective. Now, if you don't want to do it at all and you're happy in your company and you have no interest in it, then don't do it.
Right.
But if you do have an interest in it and you want to go down that kind of personal growth journey and you're excited about creating content and you want to create opportunities for it, then there is just unlimited amounts of opportunity for doing that. And I know people personally, like sales. I have a friend that's a sales rep, for example. Dude, he's landed top jobs at like some of the best software companies. Why? Because he puts out video and text content. And he talks about his industry and his knowledge and what's happening and what he's going through. And he'll be like, man, this is one thing you need to consider the next time you're going on your sales call. Here's how you start the call. You do this after the sales call. And so companies are like, man, this guy's a pro. And not only if we hire him, we're not just getting him, we're getting his entire network, his entire presence, right? So now he's bringing in other candidates that want to work there. He's bringing in other clients that see his stuff that will transfer over from him. So it's just unlimited opportunities.
So a few things. One, again, like personal story here. So I've been documenting a little bit more about me working out because I think, 2022 for me is the year of physical, spiritual, mental health. And I really want to show, encourage people. Right. And so I've been posting a little bit more about working out and I've had so many DMs, Taylor, I love that you're posting this. Like you're encouraging me to work out and all these software developers are like, I don't take care of myself. You're encouraging me to work out. You're showing work-life balance. I've had people at Vaco go, are you training for something? And I was like, no, this is literally just me working out. That's it. And so people all now have messed me. They're like, Taylor's like this fitness guy now. No, I am not a fitness guy whatsoever. But again, people's perceptions, because the internet shapes the narrative of who we are. Right. And so let's see here. Michael goes, I wrestle with how to share personability on LinkedIn. So how personal, like, I mean, I think it's to everybody's own accord.
So let me break this down to something that really is easy to understand. And I think it helps clear the air on this. There is a difference between personal content and private content. Private stuff is stuff that you really share with your loved ones, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, like friends, close friends, family. It's stuff that you don't have to let anyone know. There's stuff where I'm like, I will never share that stuff on social media because I have a life and there's some things I just want to keep private.
Right.
So separate that out. Personal content, you really do need to share if you want to scale and grow. But personal content is just anything that you've experienced. So I could talk about like my first job. I could talk about my career in sales. I could talk about what happened on a meeting that I was just on. I could talk about the growth over the last couple of years on LinkedIn. Like I could share a client success story. Like example, I've got a client named Mike. He owns a software company. Within 3 months of posting video content, he won a six-figure deal because a prospect saw one of his videos, saw another video, and then reached out, booked a call, became a client. So you can share all types of different things. Personal just means it's coming from you, right? It's your perspective. It's not an article. It's not a fact. It's not a blog from somebody else. It's something that you've interpreted, and now you're sharing as a personal experience.
I love that. So my dad chimes in. So my dad runs a restaurant and I've told my dad, I was like, Dad, you need to like talk about the dishes, what inspired them, right? Like the restaurant that he worked at.
Oh yeah.
The restaurant he works at, like Dad, correct me if I'm wrong. I think y'all flew over, or not him, but like the team flew over to Italy, kind of get the tastes and all that stuff. And it's like, I tell my dad all the time, like you need to story tell your dishes. because some of the coolest experiences I've gone to restaurants is when like the chef is like, hey, here's how we did it, right? Like literally content, like practical content for restaurants. When my wife and I went to New Zealand for one of our wedding anniversaries, one of the restaurants literally goes, yes, this piece of meat was literally in the field 60 miles down the road.
Wow.
And it's like it doesn't have to be difficult, right? It can be that simple, but I think it's storytelling. I think it's just always storytelling to try to make things a little different.
It's storytelling. It's very much so storytelling. And it's also, I would even, if I was at a restaurant and a chef or owner of a restaurant, I would encourage us to put out content that shows people how to make the same dish at home.
Love that. Dad,
wouldn't that be cool? Like, hey, you know your favorite chicken marsala that I'm getting ready to eat at my favorite restaurant today? Here's how you can make it at home. Now, of course, it's probably not going to taste as good, right? So you're going to make it, but it's going to be a fun experience. And then you're going to be like, man, I realize how good they do it there. Like,
I love that. And especially too, because some of my dad, I mean, literally, and I'm not saying this, my dad runs it. Literally, it's my favorite restaurant. And I'm trying to get the concept up here in Nashville. Let's see here. Michael, definitely attacking the idea of posting about what I'm doing. Thank you so much. I always think of content creators as experts in their fields. So this is helping it seem so much more approachable. Yeah, we're not experts. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I do it. And I think that's the difference.
Yeah, I think, you know, so here's one thing too, because with video content, there's a lot of people that are like, I just had a post today that I saw in the feed that someone was like, man, I'm petrified to get on video, right? I don't want to show my face. I think I sound weird, all that stuff. And you'll go through that journey as you start to create more content that actually will really help you and improve as a person. But here's what I'd say if you're nervous about getting on video. You don't need to look into the camera like I'm doing now and go, here's three things, or here's what you need to do. Here's a story about this.
Yeah.
Actually just literally record yourself going like this and writing something in a notepad. And then you can do a voiceover that says, here's how I prepare for some of the best interviews that I've ever had. Number one, I do this, and it's a voiceover. And so you're just going like this, you're writing things down, but there's text popping up on the screen and there's a voiceover. You could show you walking into work and then have a message about the number one thing that separates successful recruiters from non-successful recruiters is this, or non-successful engineers from successful ones are this. You can document all types of stuff. So don't limit yourself with video content to think, I got to look in the camera, I got to talk, I got to be charismatic, because that's not what you have to do on video content every single time. There are creative ways to deliver a message on video without your face being directly in the camera.
And you could also just write.
And you can write, yeah, of course. Text posts, of course, right? On LinkedIn, not so much on TikTok. But I do think I do think people really need to push themselves and at least dabble in video. If you're a great writer, you need to leverage that you're a great writer, and you should take advantage of LinkedIn organic reach right now. You really should. But that being said, you need to dabble. Like, just for the future of a content creator, if you plan on doing this, you need to figure out video to a certain extent. But I think, again, people see videos and they think, I'm scared to talk. I don't like how I look, sound, whatever it is. And I just encourage people, like, challenge yourself to find creative ways to get on video without you actually having to deliver that message directly to the camera.
Yeah, my dad says best too. He goes, everyone makes mistakes. Successful people learn from those and thus decrease the amount of mistakes they made. Yeah, I mean, some of my early content, I mean, literally, Alex, I'm sure probably your early content is probably as cringy as mine, but I literally set up a camera when COVID hit. I set up a camera. I bought a $15 camera stand on Amazon, and they always send you a clicker. They like literally, so if you go to Amazon and buy like a remote stand, they usually send you a clicker that just syncs up Bluetooth. So you don't have to like start the camera. You can just click it and it starts recording. Yep. And I would literally set up the camera. I would sit in a chair. I would also record horizontal, not vertical, which is, I mean, it's crazy how the landscape has shifted.
Yeah.
And then I would post it. It would be I was posting 3-minute videos on LinkedIn. Little did I know, but I started there. I just started there, and then it casually, you know, evolved.
I had, when I first started on LinkedIn, I had 7 posts in a row that got 0 likes, 0 comments. 7 posts in a row. And for some reason on that 8th post, I was like, all right, let's go. This is the one, you know, I'm like, let's keep going. Right. But I tell people that because it's sometimes nice to hear that, because I still go through, you'll always go through kind of ebbs and flows with your content. It's just my down now is a lot higher than it was a year or two ago, right? So it's at different levels depending on where you're at. And my highs are a lot different than they were a couple of years ago. But you're always going to go a little bit like that, right? And so in the beginning, it's important to focus on building skills, Focus on getting better, on learning. Don't focus on the numbers the first 10 posts that you do. Like, you got to understand that you're going to have posts that bomb. You just will.
I had a post that bombed yesterday.
I got I had a video that's not doing well today for a Friday kind of edutainment type video. I mean, but again, not doing well for where I'm at is different than when I started, right? So you gotta keep that in mind too.
Mackenzie comes in. This will be the last question. We'll wrap up because Alex is a busy guy. What apps or tools do you recommend for beginners to start creating video content? Join late. No, Mackenzie. Mackenzie works for Vaco and the team I'm on. So
my answer to that, the easiest way to get started on video content is download the TikTok app.
Yep.
And spend, you know, 30 to 60 minutes just figuring out how to record a video and do light editing. The beautiful thing about TikTok is all you need to do, especially in the beginning, is throw up a title up top or a title somewhere. So people got the visual hook and then your audio hook in the first 3 seconds. And again, there's many different ways to shoot videos. And then you can do auto captions and you click a button and they got auto captions for the whole video. So all you did was record, you typed in a quick title. If you want to add music, that's fine. And then you hit auto captions. You make sure they're not crazy. You can go in there and edit them if you want. Yeah. And then you've got video content. That's the easiest way, honestly. And then you're already on TikTok, so you might as well post the video there, right?
I told this, I think every job seeker should post a video on TikTok, download that video and post to LinkedIn.
Yeah, you can, right? Like, but right. It depends on, you know, I think that can work, right? But if you're not working LinkedIn and you're just doing TikTok and then just like throwing a post on LinkedIn and hoping something happens, it's probably not going to do super well. But if you're on LinkedIn already, you're building a community there, you're engaging, maybe you've got some text posts going there too. And the video from TikTok is going to work on LinkedIn because it still matches kind of your message and brand in that audience there, then yes. Because there are certain videos on TikTok that don't work really well on LinkedIn. There are certain ones that crush it. And there are certain things on LinkedIn that work terribly on TikTok. Sure. And there are certain things that you could reformat and repurpose and they work really well on TikTok. So yeah.
I love that. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Y'all, thanks for coming out. I got a piece, but y'all have a wonderful rest of your day and a weekend. Go connect with Alex. He is a monster on both LinkedIn and TikTok. And Alex, let's stay in touch. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Taylor. Thanks for everyone for showing up. I appreciate you guys.
See y'all.
See you guys.
Hey, you did it. You listened to an entire episode, and I am very grateful because you know why? There's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a lot of episodes, and I myself rarely finish an entire episode. So I appreciate you so, so much for listening. Quick reminder, please rate and review this podcast in the App Store. I want this to be discoverable to others. And the only way that happens is if you take the time right now and rate and review it. Please, like right now. Unless you're driving, then don't do it. So thank you again. If you need to reach out to me, taylor@vaco.com or at TDestin on all social media handles. And I hope you have a fantastic day.